Hello, and welcome to Build. My name is Trevor Yates, and I'm a product marketer with Microsoft Advertising. Today, I'm joined by two engineering colleagues, Pooja and Vijay.
Hi, everyone. My name is Pooja Dave, and I work as an engineer on Microsoft Ad SDKs.
I'm Vijay Rajagopalan. I'm a group program manager in Microsoft Ads, working on monetization and app promotion.
And today, we're going to talk about new tools for app developers to help you monetize and promote your app with ads. Advertising delivers tremendous value for app developers. In fact, it's the source of nearly one-third of all revenue for developers in Windows Store. In addition, monetization with Microsoft Advertising has improved significantly year on year. The top 10 apps are generating nearly 70% more revenue this year compared to last year. Today, we're going to do a deep dive on two tools, video interstitials and app promotion. Pooja, why don't you take it away with video interstitials?
Sure. Thanks, Trevor. Video interstitial ads are a great opportunity for app developers. Industry-wide, video interstitial CPMs are much higher than standard banner ads. So integrating these ads can help boost revenue in your app. In addition, video interstitials can be integrated during the natural pauses in your gameplay, which protects the user experience. Some app developers even integrate rewards-based advertising, where people receive benefits such as a new game life by watching an ad. In terms of availability, we're excited to announce the Windows 10 Preview Universal Ad Client SDK supports video interstitials. Since it's a universal ad SDK, video interstitials will be enabled across phones, tablets, and PCs. Later this summer, we'll release an ad SDK which supports video interstitials on Windows and Windows Phone 8.1. It's easy to get started with video interstitial ads, and let me show you how to integrate these ads in your app in just five simple steps.
What we have here is a sample universal Windows platform, UWP app on Windows 10 with XAML and C# code behind. To integrate interstitial video ads, step one is to install the advertising SDK, which is available as a direct download, and add a reference to your app. In the code behind, add a namespace reference to Microsoft Advertising WinRT UI. Step two is to instantiate the interstitial ad. Give it a name. The next step is to prefetch the ad. In my sample app, I have a button which on click would request the ad. Request ad takes in three parameters. The ad type, which in my case is video. My application ID. And the ad unit ID, which I would define in my app. Before calling show, let's wire up the four events. The first event is the ad ready event, which is fired when the ad is ready to be shown after it has been requested. The next event is the completed event, which is fired if the user watches the entire ad to completion. In the event handler, add code to allow the user to move on to the next level in your scenario after the ad has completed, which in my sample app would simply mean stopping the countdown timer. The next event is the cancel event, which is fired if the user backs out while the ad is still playing. And the last event is the error occurred event, which as the name suggests, is used to handle error scenarios. We will now call show on the ad. In your app, be sure to check the user state before calling show in order to avoid any interference with the natural flow of your app. For demo purposes only, I will call show in the ad ready event handler to watch the ad. check the ad state. And call show. That's all there is to integrate interstitial ads. Let's run the app and watch the ad. In my sample, the user is out of lives and to move on to the next level has to wait for about 10 minutes. However, the user can skip to the next level right away by watching an ad. The UI lets you know you're watching an ad. The countdown timer shows how long the video is. It may or may not contain a click-through URL, which opens up in the browser, and a back button, which would let the user navigate back to the app. I have now watched the ad, and I can move on to the next level.
To recap the five steps, step one is to install the ad SDK and add a reference, instantiate the interstitial ad, wire up the four events, prefetch the ad, and call show on the ad.
That's fantastic. Now, Pooja, do you have any best practices for developers when integrating these video interstitial ads?
Yes, we do. Try to find natural breaks in your game. Associate ads with tangible upsides, such as between game levels or hints in your app. Wire up the four events that are available in the interstitial ad class. Prefetch the ad to avoid any wait times.
Fantastic. Now, where can developers find the latest ad SDKs?
The Ads in Apps website, which is adsinapps.microsoft.com. Please remember, the Windows 10 preview is available today, and later this summer, we will offer a release-ready version on Windows 10 and a video interstitial solution on Windows and Windows Phone 8.1.
Fantastic. Thank you, Pooja. Mm-hmm. Now let's turn it over to Vijay to talk about our new capabilities with respect to app promotion.
Fantastic. App promotion is better than ever. The first announcement that I wanted to make is app promotion is available from DevCenter. DevCenter is your one-stop shop to monetize and to promote your apps. So we've made it available from DevCenter, so as soon as you publish your app, you can promote your app right within DevCenter. Second, we've added some great targeting capabilities, including auto-targeting based on age, gender, and geography. So by default, all of your apps are auto-targeted, so you are opted in for auto-targeting. Second, we also have some fantastic feature to track your installs and to understand your user acquisitions. So this is all available today. I also want to remind you that one of the easiest way to try out app promotion is using the cross-promotion capability. It comes to you free of charge. If you have more than one app, you can cross-promote your other app using cross-promotion functionality. I'm also super excited about our summer release. We're working very hard to launch a bunch of additional targeting capabilities. We're also working with external measurement companies to enable third-party app install tracking for developers. Finally, the app promotion capability will be expanded to many more new markets, and we will also be increasing the campaign budget for you. So to summarize, you can get started in three easy steps. First, construct your ad using these WYSIWYG intuitive tools. We provide a bunch of creative tools for you to construct your ad design easily and quickly. Second, set your targeting, whether you opt for manual targeting or leverage the default auto-targeting capabilities. Set your targeting parameters. And finally, measure your install, look at the user acquisition, and optimize your campaigns. Let me show you how easy it is to promote your app right within DevCenter. I'm in the new Windows DevCenter portal, your one-stop shop to monetize and to promote your apps. You can see all my existing campaigns that are running under the paid section. The campaigns that are paused will appear under inactive, and the house campaigns will appear under the house campaign section. Let me go ahead and show you how to create a new campaign. Let's give a friendly name for this campaign. Since this is a paid campaign, I'm going to select paid campaign. I'm going to target, in this case, this app is targeted towards Indian audience, so I'm going to select the targeted country as India. Let's move on to the app ad design.
Since this app is a brand new app, I don't have many ratings for this app, so as part of my ad creative, I'm not going to select rating. I'm going to make sure this app shows up as a free app. Let's now play around with the creative tools to construct our ad. This background looks good. I'm going to pick the image that I had already published to the Dev Center as part of my app package. This ad creative looks good. In order to get the eyeball of the audience, you can select a custom tagline for your app. Let's move on to the targeting section. Microsoft automatically targets the right audience for your app campaign. In case you need to choose manual targeted audience, you get to select the gender and age as well as the country which we have already picked manually as well. In this particular scenario, I'm going to select auto-targeting functionality chosen for you by Microsoft. Let's go ahead and set the monthly budget. Since I had already interacted with other Microsoft consumer services, my credit card that I had used automatically gets listed here. In case I need to use a new credit card, I can select the new payment instrument and add a new credit card. In this demo, I'm going to use the existing card that I had already interacted with Microsoft on another transaction. Let's go ahead and review this ad campaign. This is a simple summer app update campaign. It is a paid campaign targeted towards India. I've selected automatic targeting functionality to let Microsoft choose a targeting for me. Here is the app ad creative with a monthly budget of $26. Let's go ahead and confirm this campaign. Behind the scenes, we are now creating an app ad campaign. This app ad campaign will be created in less than 10 seconds, and it will also be serving within the next 10 minutes in other ad units. Let's wait for this transaction to complete. Once it's completed, you will see this as processing for a few seconds, and after the processing is complete, it is ready to start serving. Let's look at how to measure and optimize your install. Once your app campaign is running, you can look at how the campaign is performing by looking at the campaign reports. Here, you get to see the campaign's performance based on the exposure of this campaign through the total number of impressions it served, the clicks it's resulted in, as well as the install. Using these metrics, you can play around your campaign and tune your campaign to better effectiveness. So to summarize, in order to acquire new users, you can start trying out this app install campaigns. Give us your feedback. Thank you.
We've been working with a bunch of early adopter partners. One of our early adopter partners is Random Salad Games. They've been leveraging the Promote Your App capability from Dev Center as well as from Pub Center. And they've experienced fantastic user acquisitions and install. In fact, very recently when they launched their new app, they promoted their app using the app promotion functionality that resulted in fantastic success for them. So we're also working with many other early adopter partners, and they've shared the similar results as well.
Fantastic. You know, I love the auto-targeting feature. Could you explain how it works?
Yes. Auto-targeting by default optimizes the targeting parameters based on the user's install base. So you don't have to do anything. All the developers are by default opted into the auto-targeting functionality free of cost.
That's great. Now, it's also great to see that you can launch an app promotion campaign right within Dev Center. What are your plans in terms of advertising capabilities within Dev Center?
So we are in a journey in this. Many capabilities that exist today are moving into Dev Center. And as you can see, Promote Your App, all of the capabilities of Promote Your App is available within Dev Center. Similarly, for monetization, we're working hard to move all the reporting capabilities also to Dev Center. So we'll be sharing more details about the Dev Center integration later this summer.
Fantastic. Thank you, Vijay, and thank you, Pooja. We invite you to learn more. Check out the Microsoft Advertising Build blog for a summary of everything we're announcing at Build. In addition, we invite you to visit the Ads and Apps website, adsandapps.microsoft.com, or go directly to Dev Center and launch an app promotion campaign today. Thank you, and have a great Build.
Thank you.
Thank you.